You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's the Ace and TJ Show.
With a little extra.
With a little extra. Uncensored, unedited, and almost uninterrupted. Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
Yep. So, I had a crazy, fast-paced weekend. We had to take a quick trip to Evansville, Indiana for a celebration of life for my wife's aunt, Neva, who had passed. But as we went, we stopped in Nashville and dropped my son off with his sister so he could spend the weekend with her in Nashville. He's never done that, you know, without our being there and the whole thing. And then on the way back, we picked him up, obviously, yesterday.
Just left him there.
And my wife was determined that he was going to see a Buc-ee's. And he was going to go in a Buc-ee's because the rest of the family has experienced it. And he needs to. She was acting like, you know, we were in Nevada and as long as we're this close, he needs to go see the Grand Canyon, you know. And she goes, well, we're not going to stop at the one that's really, really crowded. It was a nightmare when we went before. We'll stop at the other one. The nightmare one is in, I think it's pronounced Sevierville, Tennessee. But there's another one on the other side of it. Like coming, if you're coming from Nashville to North Carolina, it's the first one you come to. So we go in, and he said it looked like a Black Friday sale at Walmart. Because, I mean, it was slammed. People run. And when my wife got out of the car, she was the leader of the pack because she's been one more time than I think. Oh, no, she's only been the same amount of times I've been, but she was ready to go.
What do you mean?
Because, you know, he wanted to see it.
Yeah. What do you mean people running?
Like just in the store, just like it looked like
I've never been.
You know, yeah. Those videos, Ace, we used to see, or the movies and all, when the people in New York were walking to work and the sidewalk is just packed and they're going, and the women are carrying their high heel shoes in their hands,
right,
and walking, you know, tennis shoes that they had brought with them to get to work. That's what it looked like, but you know, with southern rural looking people.
I didn't realize that.
I mean, it is a hustle and bustle in that thing.
Okay.
And craziness. So we go in and use the restroom, got something to eat. We got some sandwiches. And then we took them back out to the car because they don't have anywhere to sit in there really and eat. They have picnic tables outside and up. They're always taken. And I even saw these men who were on a motorcycle trip standing at a trash can with using the top of the trash can as a table. Cause you know, you can't eat a barbecue sandwich on a Harley. If you know, going down the road, you can't do that.
Yeah. But I also can't eat it on the top of a trash can.
No, I couldn't eat. So we get back out to our car and we're going to eat in the car before we take off. Cause you know, it's hard to eat, you know, dripping barbecue coming out of a sandwich while you're driving. I could do it, but my wife really didn't want me to.
Yeah.
So parked beside us was a car that was running, air conditioner blowing. I could see because it was blowing the feathers of their dream catcher that was hanging on the rearview mirror. So the car's running, air conditioner blasting, and there was a dog sitting in the driver's seat as if he is the driver of the car.
It's cute.
Yeah.
It's like a pug.
And everybody that pulled up there was looking at that dog and then coming over and taking pictures and smiling and all that. And I'm thinking, you're standing in front, in between this car's bumper and your car's bumper or the car in front of it. This dog could make one move and throw that thing into gear and you'd lose your legs.
It's true.
How dangerous is that? I mean, if your dogs are not going to be up in the front of the car, yeah, you know, leaving it running so they can have the air conditioner and all that, it's fine. But if you know that your dog prefers sitting in the driver's seat and you leave it running anyway, can't they throw it in gear and take off? You have to
depress the brake and change the gear, right?
Well, I mean, no. It's an older car, no. Yeah.
No, and so, this wasn't a fancy, you know, remote start, I mean, kind of thing.
It's very unlikely, but it could be done.
Yeah, all they got to do is jump up and then it
yeah, you know, but it's hard
hit
to
it
do.
In the wrong way.
Yeah, you have to hit it and,
because
you
gotta, it would have to be on the column.
Pull forward, mm-hmm. And if it's on the console, you'd have to hit it just right so that it would go over and back or something like that. I mean, it'd be, yeah, it's hard. It could happen, but I think it's very difficult to
stupid
do
to take pictures either way. I mean,
yeah, I'm not taking pictures of that. Good point.
And if it happened,
yeah,
how much you want to bet more people would be more concerned about whether the dog was okay than the people he ran over?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
It wasn't even a cute dog.
Poor
it
dog. Wasn't? Poor no, dog no. In an accident. Yeah. And not that poor person just got their legs squished.
Uh-huh.
What kind of dog was it?
A mongrel. But some of the mongrel dogs are cute. This one just wasn't.
This one just wasn't.
Yeah.
Got to stop at Ducky's real quick. Tiger, you sit here.
Yeah, I'm going to leave the air on for you.
Don't touch my dream catcher.
But yeah, the dream catcher was up there, but then the stuff hanging from it was that went way down right in front of the vent. So.
Yeah, it's perfect if you like sleeping in your car to take advantage of the dream catcher.
You probably don't ever leave your dog in the car when you go somewhere, do you?
I have. Mm-hmm. Just to run into the gas station or something.
Mm-hmm.
Pay for gas.
Would you leave it running or no?
No.
No.
So the other day, on our street, there was a car, and we had walked somewhere, and we're walking back, and realized these dogs, car was parked under a tree, it wasn't a hot day, all four windows were cracked. These dogs were barking a lot. You know, we were outside doing something and we heard them bark, and then we left and came back like an hour later and they were still there in the car. And then a few minutes later, I noticed the police rolled up to check on the dogs. Now, I have not been able to confirm. I have inquired. I just am not sure that I believe the person that I ask. Did you call the cops to check on the dogs?
Just to check. Just to check.
And she said, no. And I'm not sure that is not a lie. But I was like, it's not hot. I think these dogs are fine. It's not, you know, it's not hot. Yeah. The windows are open. They're cracked. They're just, dogs are loud. They're contrarian. I think they're okay. It's like 60 degrees, you know, and the windows are down. They're fine.
Yeah, absolutely.
But
so I wonder what the police did.
They eventually figured out where it was. They were like, it's okay. They checked on the dogs, and they were fine, apparently.
Yeah. If somebody had called the police away, and they miss out on a real crime because they're checking on some dogs in the shade, well, that would be a shame.
Yeah, but they wouldn't miss out on a real crime because they would just blow that off, and they'd skip the dogs and go to the real crime. I would hope.
You think they'd take a chance on getting fired like that and maybe even sent to prison?
No,
if they leave a dog in despair? I'm telling you, people, they would much rather leave people in danger than, you know, the possibility of a dog being in a hot car for a few minutes.
That's very sad.
Yeah. Oh, it's very, very sad.
Yeah.
But Riggins, you changed your dogs. I thought when you said earlier that you changed your dog's name this weekend, you know, on his registration papers and all, that you were going to do like your brother and sister-in-law did with their cat and just change his name yeah. after he's, you know, however many years old.
Yeah. And they, I don't even think they did it official. I mean, it was a, that cat is not a purebred or anything. So yeah, they just changed his name like 8 years into his life, 10 years into his life.
So the cat's name was Henry.
Yeah.
And they had the cat for a long time, and then they had a son, and they go, well, we want to name the son Henry, so we got to call the cat something else.
Yeah. But like, and as weird as that is, they named their kid Henry, but they don't even call him Henry. Everybody calls him Hank. Like, that's his name.
So it could have just been
the same. Well, then why bother changing the name? Just, and is of all the names, I mean, how many names are there in the world? A billion? You I mean... Come on.
Well, they obviously love the name Henry.
I guess so, but yeah. They hate the cat, or what brother
so,
does anyway.
So what did they change the cat's name?
Yeah.
The cat's name now is Gary.
Gary, that's right.
But I call him Henry, and she goes, well, Gary. Go, no, Henry.
But I mean, I guess that's probably easier to so do weird. With a cat, though, than a dog.
Yeah, because you don't have to call the dog or right. call the cat ever.
Does the cat even know its name?
Who knows?
Yeah.
Do cats know their name?
Do. I don't know.
Doubt it.
But I know it. Like, for example, if you tried to change, you know, Toby, our dog, will be 10 years old in July. If you tried to change his name right now, he'd be so confused.
Yeah, I don't even think that works. I mean, I guess you can do it with a cat because you'd never have to use its name, but it's so stupid.
Yeah, I don't know anything about, I mean, I know something about cats. I mean, they're not alien to me, but I don't know how, do they come when you call their name, or can you, is it just however you say?
Henry did not. No.
Yeah, that's right. He was a little troubled, wasn't he, when you had him?
Yeah, it varies greatly between cats. Some cats are more dog-like in that they're friendly and they come to you when you call them, but most of them aren't.
Have you had a cat?
Yeah, we've had cats basically my whole life. And my sister still has cats.
How many?
I've had probably...
No, I mean, how many does your sister have?
Oh, she has one cat, but like five dogs.
Oh.
It's stupid.
Some ratio. Yeah,
what if it were the other way around? Would that be more stupid? Having five cats and one dog?
I think having cats is easier, at least, because, you know, they kind of take care of themselves a little bit more. Where if you put out food for a week for a cat, it will eat it when it needs to. The dog's going to eat it day one.
Yeah.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so cats, more self-sufficient.
Yeah.
Being the perfect pet for Rob.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely. He doesn't have to deal with
it. Did you and your cousin have a cat when y'all lived together in that mobile home?
No, we got Evie pretty close into it, the dog.
Okay.
And you liked that, having that cat at times, Regan.
It was fun, yeah. Because it was, you know, it was a little icy and it would only come around, you know, once a week to sit in my lap. I was like, this is nice. Not up in your face all the time. But then, yeah, he got like kind of sick and he had UTIs, you know, problems like that. And that was a pain in the ass.
But he's still kicking now.
Yeah, he's living on piss, vinegar, and just spite. He's just crazy.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app. The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table & Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But Then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.